This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Could the Orioles have possibly seen Adley Rutschman in an Oriole uniform for the last time? It's a lot of scuttlebutt. We've been talking for a while on this show, Jason, about the possibility of the Orioles trading Adley Rutschman. And in one of his recent columns for USA Today, Bob Nightingale broached this subject. He joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. So, Bob, thank you as always for your time. Do you think that the Orioles will be actively looking to trade Adley Rutschman this offseason?
I think they'll certainly let people know he's available and not can give him away. I would think that teams would, clamor after him, say, we think he'll bounce back. If you get a good hitting catcher, he can help out a lot of teams. So, yeah, I think they'll definitely listen to all offers.
People are kind of looking at this situation with the Bisaio extension a lot of different ways, and a lot of it is trying to make the Rubik's Cube fit. From a baseball standpoint, are you going to be able to derive enough value out of each of them catching? And I know there's questions about Bisaio catching regularly in the majors. But I just wonder, as human beings, Adley was the sort of face of the franchise. He was their glory boy while they were exceeding expectations. They've started failing to meet expectations when he really fell off a cliff. And he's been off that cliff for a while now. And I wonder if he ever sees himself getting his money here. Like, I wonder if there's a part of him, not to say he's playing second fiddle to Bisaio, but so many of these dynamics have changed. I just wonder if Adley might be a little more open to a new start somewhere else where he might be able to get his pot of gold if that ship's already sailed here. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I would think if you struggle someplace, all the pressure, expectations, a change of scenery can be good. Look at what happened with Andrew Vaughn. He was the number third pick in the country for the White Sox, and kind of floundered there. Went to Milwaukee and became living up to expectations, became a star again. So you see it all the time where guys just need a change of scenery. It could be a thing for him too, because obviously the spotlight, if he shows up in spring and they still have him, got a big spotlight on him to see how much he plays and how much he stays as a catcher.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Bob, I'm sure you know this, but the Orioles had not signed a player to a real multi-year deal. Tyler O'Neill's probably going to opt in, so he'll get multi-years, but a real multi-year deal since Alex Cobb, which predated Mike Elias being GM here with the Orioles. So with Sam Bisaio done, do you think more extensions could come?
I don't think necessarily. I thought a very good contract for the club. is certainly a team-friendly contract. I'm sure they've tried with other guys, and the agents have said, no, we're not going to do this. So sometimes they, if it takes a young guy and doesn't have any money at all, says, you know what, let me take my money now, and I'll try to hit the lottery again, 7 or 8 years down the road. Obviously, Scott Boras has 3 or 4 of those guys.
Yes.
And he's never done that. I mean, he'll lock a guy up through arbitration, but not touching free agency. If you're not going to touch free agency, why should the Orioles even do that?
How close do you think this team is to contending? They talk about it like, oh, yeah, we've got this core and, we just have a few holes to fill. But, like, there's been a huge leadership void here. I think they need an everyday bat somewhere hitting between third and fifth in this lineup. Their closer might never pitch for them again. They need a setup man from the right side on top of that. And we all know starting pitching's been an issue for a while. Like, that seems to me to be a bit far away, which is, again, part of why I think the Adley thing is so interesting, because he could probably check several of those boxes for them.
Yeah, I thought they should have gone hard after Christian Walker, who was with the organization, early on, and then became a star in Arizona, is doing well in Houston. But you're right. I mean, you need a one or two, aces they got to get. Rebuild the bullpen. A lot of teams need to rebuild the bullpen, so kind of start from scratch there. But that's the big thing. I mean, when Mike Elias is with Houston, that's when he's working for Jeff Lew now. That's what they did. They did the same blueprint, stunk to the heavens there, completely rebuilt. But they went and got starting pitchers. They went and got and traded for Gerrit Cole. They traded for Justin Verlander. And I think that's what the mistake was during this past winter. Let Corbin Burns go. They really didn't get any better to replace him. I mean, Charlie Morton's pitching well now, but he didn't pitch well for Orioles, obviously. Yeah.
Bob, I'm curious. We haven't talked to you maybe since before the season started. What do you think about the job that Mike Elias has done since he announced liftoff? It seemed to have gone the other way.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly just a big disappointment. I mean, we look at the two biggest disappointments in baseball. It's Atlanta and Baltimore. Atlanta's had those injuries. Baltimore, hasn't been hit by those kind of injuries. So, and I think it's a big winner for them. I think they have to go, hit that starting pitching market. Go get a guy like a Zach Gallen from Arizona, who's a free agent, and some of these guys who are available. So I think they just got to rebuild that pitching staff and go from there. But I agree with you, getting a veteran bat, no matter who it is, whether it's a Pete Alonso or something like that, would really help that team. There's just some leadership in the clubhouse where guys can lean on.
Do you think there's any chance someone other than Mike Elias is hiring the next manager of the Baltimore Orioles or overseeing that search? I mean, could it be that close to 7 years is enough?
I don't see that. I'd be stunned. He worked it like a charm, got that farm system back. This big year was a huge disappointment. Now, if it happens again next year, it's a different story. But I don't think they can just say, okay, you had a bad year here, you're gone. I think he'll definitely be back.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's talk about some other major league things, Bob. The Milwaukee Brewers have the best record in all of baseball. Are you buying them in the postseason?
Yeah, I love to, but it's hard to. I mean, they do have great, starting rotation. Bullpen is solid, not great. But, they don't have that big bat, that they hit a home run. They don't have that they have good starting pitching, but they don't have an ace that just scares you. So I worry about them. They will have that 1 week off. They should have the first round bye, which may help them. But it's tough to think that, hey, this team's going to be better than the Dodgers or the Phillies or the Mets or something like that.
So they clearly have the best record in baseball, but I hear you. Playoffs are different. But who's the best team in baseball? Because I watch a lot of baseball and I find myself, I won't even say picking nits. Like, seems to me that there's a lot of teams that still have fairly significant holes. Like, a lot of teams are going to be in the playoffs where I feel like there's two or three things that I could knock them on.
No, I'm with you. I think all these teams have flaws. I mean, we already know who the 12 teams getting in. Now it's just for seeding purposes.
Right.
I would have said Philadelphia before Wheeler went down.
Yeah.
I still think the World Series goes through L.A. I mean, again, those guys back now. The relievers are back. Blake Snell and Glasnow are back. I still think they're getting those guys back at the right time. So I still got to think L.A. is the team to beat.
Bob, coming into play today, the Astros lead the Mariners by a game and a half. Who do you like to win that division and why?
I like the Mariners. They've been a big tease the last few years, had a great pitching and wasted it. And now they got some offensive help at the deadline, got a new first baseman, new third baseman, and Suarez and Naylor. So I like them. I think Houston's kind of floundering a little bit. Mm. And that's a big blow when they lost Josh Nader. Hater. That's tough to overcome. I mean, he is probably the best closer in baseball, and now you don't have him.
Speaking of flawed teams, the New York Yankees, I know they're beating up on the Nats these last couple days, but their record in the AL East is bad. Their record against above 500 teams is not special. They've got a lot of issues. We all know Aaron Boone's not getting fired this late in the season, but if they bow out quickly in the playoffs, is there any sort of reset there?
I can see that. I mean, if they don't make it, I think it's bounced for sure. If they get knocked out in the first round, then I think it's almost a coin flip. I think he could go. Obviously, Brian Cashman, the GM, likes him a lot. But, there may be such a groundswell, like, okay, let's make a move here. Because they are playing sloppy baseball, and, someone's got to be responsible for that. It's a very similar team to a year ago, where they just don't have to out-home their mistakes to win.
Bob Nightingale, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
Check out Bob's work in the USA Today. Coming up next, though, we're going to hear from the people. Ravens have extended Kyle Hamilton. A Ravens roster is set. Their practice squad set. We'll get that to you coming up. What do you think of the moves they made? Are you upset about Jalen Armour Davis being on? We can talk Orioles and Kyle Bradish as well. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Talk Ravens roster set. I'll give you the practice squad in a second before we get to the phone lines. And also the Kyle Bradish of it all. Practice squad, Jason. I know you've been excited to hear this. 17 people because they do have an international player in CJ Okoye. Oh. Tyler Huntley is back. Anthony Miller. Keith Kirkwood. Marquise Robinson. D'Ernest Johnson. Thomas Graham. Keandre Jackson. Lucas Scott. Chandler Martin. Kalman Rucker, Brent Urban, Malik Ham, Nick Samick, Jared Penning, Gerard Lichtenhahn, and Zaire Mitchell Payton. They're all guys that were here.
Right.
They're all, and Okoye as well. Works. Except for Huntley.
Right, who's obviously been here. Spent plenty of time.
Yeah, but they were all here at training camp.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys have been around here for multiple years. So that's you want the continuity. You want your deepest depth to be people you don't have to coach up on your culture and where's the cafeteria and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's not a Ravens thing. That's the league as the CBA has continued to evolve and alter who's allowed access to practice squads.
410-583-1057 is how you get on the program. Let me get this working. Let's go out to the phone lines, and we will get started with Trippy. Trippy, you're on the fan. Trippy? No Trippy.
No Trippy.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's good, Ken and Jason?
Hey there.
Trippy was on mute. He's sitting right next to me. He apologized.
All right. Well, feel free to pass him the phone when you're done.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. I can do that. You know, look, I think, you know, that part of the roster for the Ravens was a competitive piece of roster, right? I think those guys just beat out Jalen Armour Davis.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe the injuries weren't helping them a ton with that decision making, but I just love that we had that back end competitiveness to our team in camp, and I think that's the kind of thing that'll really get us over the finish line.
It might. It can't hurt.
Yeah,
and again, I'll say it again, and I've talked to some other people about this because I'm like, am I crazy? I found myself more impressed with just how utterly dominant they were in these games, more so than a lot of the ones during the whatever the streak was, 21, 23, whatever the hell it was.
It's the utter domination the last 2 weeks. Like, we're better than you, basically. And I know it's it's backups, but it's your backups too.
Yeah, I mean, it was men versus boys, really, for me, all 3 weeks. Because even when you played Leary in the first game and you knew you couldn't complete a pass,
you still
ran the ball down their throats.
Let's try Trippy again. Trippy, take your phone off mute. You're on the fan.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
Hey.
Yeah, my bad. I was like, damn, they can't hear me. But look, right, I called to say, hey, I'm happy this is another step to week one. I mean, I'm kind of upset about Bo Bray and Jalen Under Armour Davis, but I mean, we'd be okay though. You know what I mean? Next man up. But I gotta say one thing about Snoop. Right, he always finds his way back on the Ravens, don't he?
Yeah,
at least in this division.
Look, that might be a sign though. That might be our sign that we might finally get it this year. But I ain't gonna.
Because he's here.
We just went from. The depth in preseason putting us over the top to now Snoop being the cherry on top of the Super Bowl.
Exactly. But look, I really called in, right? Because let's talk about your boy. You know, I got a bone to pick with him, Mr. Deontay Johnson. Man.
Whose boy is he?
Deontay Johnson.
Whose boy is he?
Yeah, look, you talked all that about the Ravens, this and that. And look, you couldn't even make the Browns, bro. Like, it's about time for you to retire, man.
Appreciate the call.
He's had a lot to say on the podcast.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson, avid listener to the program, too.
Is he a P1?
Yeah, he's definitely
I don't think Deontay Johnson will be having a... I don't think he's a Raven for life.
No, he is not.
I don't think he'll be getting a return phone call. You know that, like, circle of trust that EDC said that, like, Odell's in forever?
Yes, yeah.
I don't think Deontay has access to that burner.
D D-Hop ahead of Deontay Johnson. And he hadn't played a game yet.
Yeah.
Ethan's in Hampstead. Ethan, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
First and foremost, welcome back, Kyle Bradish. It is so evident just how clearly the ball comes out of his hands compared to all the flop that we've watched this year. So welcome back, Kyle. Quick thoughts from you guys. Just because he's so young, but it's been a year and a half, and I don't think Jackson Holiday has hit his ceiling, but there's just not a whole lot that just impresses me about like him being such a young, quote-unquote, potential superstar. Like, I don't see any tool that stands out.
Yeah.
It's a year and a half, and he's hitting a wall yet again.
No, I appreciate it. I hate to say it because I'd like to be more optimistic, but I can't argue with that.
What were my expectations for him this year?
Adam Frazier.
And he's going to fail to get there from an OPS standpoint, from a defensive standpoint. Look, I think he is a useful baseball player with a lot of upside. I think they have a woefully ill-equipped staff to develop him as a base runner, as a fielder, as a hitter. Elite swing decisions aren't present in any of these guys outside of, I mean, even the best of their group, Gunnar Henderson, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, it's always the highest quality at-bats in the history of the world.
Yeah.
That, I mean, they don't, like, that was supposed to be what they strove for, and that was supposed to be their hallmark. And there are guys who, even the ones who hit for power, are also going to strike out 150 times along the way. Like, I think he can be a good baseball player for a long time. I think he'll probably give you some slug and speed at the second base spot that you like.
He's got to get better.
I also don't really know that he's going to have a position that you ever really love him in. Like, look, that's going to turn out to be a bad draft. And he was the right pick for that spot. But the idea that he's a part of this young core that's going to be aircraft carriers, I don't know about that.
410-583-1057. Dave's in Perry Hall. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Hey there.
You do a great job. I got 3 points to make.
Okay.
If you give me a minute, I think Robert Lowry has looked really good.
Ruben Lowry.
Or Ruben.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Sorry.
We got you.
I think that kind of knocked Jalen Armour Davis out of the picture. Also, I think Rashi Ali, the running back. Mm-hmm. He should be number 3 on the depth chart because Mitchell's been hurt off and on. And, you know, he's got to get healthy before I think we can consider him. And finally, everybody in the beginning was a little worried about Tyler Loop. But I want to remind you guys back in 1970 when the Colts were world champions. They had
Jim O'Brien?
Nickname, Jimmy O'Brien, I was 20 years old, and he won a lot of games for them that year, and I think Loop can do the same thing.
Appreciate the call. I was -1.
I was -4.
Yeah, I was not born yet, but Jim O'Brien, that's the only Super Bowl where a guy from the losing team won the MVP.
Yes. Yeah, look, I think the returns on the Big Looper have been overwhelmingly positive. And I've been saying it. Like, are we sure Keaton Mitchell's up for the first game?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how much they want Rasheen Ali on the offense.
Right.
Whereas if Keaton Mitchell could prove himself to be healthy, he's kind of an intriguing weapon.
I don't think anybody has Mitchell's skill set. And I think Ali is for teams. I think Ali is for depth. Look, Keaton Mitchell is built a lot differently than most NFL football players, even at his position. So there are some risks incumbent in that.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey there.
I don't know how much they want. Why do they need 4 running backs? Why can't they just get 3?
Well, as we were just talking about, I am not sure that they look at Keaton Mitchell like he's absolutely full go early in the season.
I also think they like Ali on teams. He's going to be one of their 2 kickoff returners, and you got 2 now. You don't remember back in the day, Jason, when we were young, there would be like 1 guy deep. Now the teams have 2 guys deep.
I think we also need to, because we haven't had football for so long and we get caught up in the here and now, this roster is going to ebb and flow, and it's fungible. It's going to be like, do I think they're carrying four running backs all year? I do not.
Things can change.
It's a luxury you might have right now, and it might be in part because Mitchell was so dinged up. But like, once they start playing real games and all the starters are playing who didn't play in the preseason, things are going to change because your injury situation is going to force it.
Coming up next, you know what? One of the great things about football season, Jason, it means we get to hear from Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. His Northern Exposure. What does the Steelers head coach have to say as they get ready for their first game? We hear from Coach Tomlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Next here on The Fan.
Feels really good, and that's why it was important to maybe get them in the stadium there last week. It wasn't about how much they played, but just getting them in the stadium and letting them do that under the lights. But I feel real good about the process, about the progress. We got some new people, not new to the National Football League, but new to us. And so getting on the same page is a major component.
It's Mike Tomlin talking about the team getting some good work in at the stadium, and they're getting ready for the season. And death taxes and the Steelers finishing above 500 under Mike Tomlin, that seems to be the deal. They have not had postseason success, but Jason, usually you're bullish on the Steelers. Are you bullish on the Steelers this season?
I think they're going back to the playoffs, and then I think they'll be outclassed, and it'll be kind of what it's been. But I do think they're going back to the playoffs. I think they have playoff caliber special teams, playoff caliber defense. I do find it a little odd. We got, you know, Mike T there talking about under the light, glorified, you know, in-house scrimmages. Like, with as many new pieces as they have, I'm a little surprised they didn't look-see at a little bit more when they had a chance, you know, when they had a chance in one of these three preseason games to get Aaron Rodgers going a little bit there. I would just point out, though, and I know it was when nothing mattered anymore for the Jets because their season ended in late October. But Aaron Rodgers in his last 10 games did throw 18 touchdowns to just four picks.
Finished strong.
I'm just saying that. And if you're scoring at home, Mike Tomlin, his last 14 games outside the AFC North, he's 10-4 against the spread. Mike Tomlin, his last 21 road games, he's 14-7 against the spread.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw interceptions. Like that, he does not throw interceptions.
So yeah, he threw a few early last year.
Yeah, early. But like what, 18-4 you said over the last
18-4 in his last 10 games as a New York football Jet. It's a Jets team that they're opening up with in Pittsburgh that's obviously got a rookie head coach in Aaron Glenn. And it's a Jets team that has struggled early in the season, right? They and partly because a lot of their coaches stink, right? Gase stunk, Saleh stunk. They tend to struggle early in a season where Mike Tomlin doesn't really have those sorts of problems.
No, they start strong.
Yeah. Jets have won just 6 of their last 26 games played in the month of September.
Oof.
6-20 straight up.
More from Mike Tomlin. He says, I don't judge the preseason until the end of the regular season.
Always. Certainly, I make some notes relative to the here and now, our ability to stay healthy and, you know, have functional days in the midst of battling weather and so forth. But largely, the evaluation of the process comes based on how we perform over the journey.
I love listening to Mike Tomlin, but isn't, especially now in today's NFL, isn't the preseason a completely separate entity to the regular season?
Yeah, I think once preseason's over, I don't know that you're making notes about it in the future. I mean, other than, hey, could we have prepped differently here? Or, you know, maybe he's talking about, in hindsight, the way they did certain drills and how they ramped up training camp or whatever. Though it seems to me, having been out there in Latrobe quite a bit over the last 15 years, that the Mike Tomlin training camps are kind of, I think he has a template that's worked pretty well. And his teams are usually ready early in the season. It's just unusual to see a Steelers roster that has this many newcomers in prominent spots. That has this many sort of mercenaries for, you know, usually that's a homegrown draft and develop team going all the way back to the Chuck Knoll days when that's all you could do is draft and develop because there was no free agency. This is a little different. And so I do wonder if in hindsight he might think, man, I should have done a little more here. I should have done a little more there. I should have worked some more kinks out early. Because look, this Jets opponent, while they're not world beaters, I do think the Jets defensively are going to be formidable.
Let's hear one more from Mike Tomlin. And they have set their roster since he spoke, but he talked about the tough decisions he has because this is a talented 90-man roster.
As I mentioned when we checked into Latrobe, I thought we had a really good 90, and I think that's the key component of having tough decisions. We felt really good about the 90. The 90 confirmed that with the quality of their play and competition day in and day out. So certainly we got some challenging decisions to make.
Yeah, they cut Chuck Clark.
Yeah, I don't know how much he has left in the tank. You know, physically, he's been through a lot. I like what they did. Even Ramsey for Minka, like I like where they are defensively. They're going to obviously live and die with TJ Watt's availability. When TJ Watt is not just playing, but when he's playing and he's healthy, not, you know, playing only 15 snaps or 12 snaps, or they're trying to gut him through something, their winning percentage is pretty stunning. And when he's not, all of a sudden that ordinary offense gets even more ordinary and they lose games they wish they would have won.
Coming up next, by the way, 4:00, Hall of Fame head coach Bill Cowher is going to join the show. But it's a Wednesday, and coming up next, our best bets. Week 1 of the college football season is coming up. I think the games start tomorrow. We'll get best bets with Tim Murray from Visa next here on The Fan. Week 1 of the college football season is rapidly approaching. Games start tomorrow. Let's go to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Bring on our guy, Tim Murray from VSiN. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'll start with the big noon kickoff, Texas and Ohio State. I don't know if you have any money on this, but where's your lean on this one?
We sure about Arch in this environment?
Yeah.
We sure? Are we totally sure?
Let's talk about it, boys. So I had on VSiN Primetime last night, Matt Grill from DraftKings Sportsbook, and he told me, and I tweeted this out, that the number one liability right now at DraftKings Sportsbook is Texas on the money line. People love Texas right now. And look, I get it, you know, the arch buzz and all of that. Here's the thing. I think if you like Ohio State, and I've got some questions about Ohio State, and we'll get into it. I think you wait because the way the momentum seems to be going now, you might get Ohio State as a home underdog at some point. Now, I'm not saying it's a lock, but I think it's a possibility. Do you know the last time Ohio State was a home underdog?
No.
2018.
It was not against the Terps. I know that much.
That's a good point.
Michigan in 2018, they went out and put up 62 in that game. So, look, here's my concerns around Ohio State. Obviously, you lose Will Howard, you lose Emeka Egbuka, you lose Travion Henderson, you lose a lot of pieces from a national championship team. My bigger concern is not the personnel, it's the coaching. They lost Jim Knowles, their defensive coordinator, Penn State, and they lost Chip Kelly to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, Brian Hartline gets promoted from within. Elite recruiter, we're not so sure about him as a play caller. They bring in Matt Patricia. That gives me a little bit of heartburn as their defensive coordinator, right? Like, the last good defense he coordinated was, what, the 17 Patriots. So, it's been a minute. But I'm with you, JLC. Like, look, if I end up getting beat, having Ohio State, the reigning champ, at a pick'em, hey, that's a risk I'm willing to take. So let's see how this all shapes out. I'm not going to call people betting Texas dummies. Like, they're loaded. They're really good. They're the preseason number one team in the country for a reason. Both these teams are, depending on what books you look at, co-favorites to win the national championship. I couldn't ask for a better start to the college football season than to have these two teams, these behemoths, going head-to-head. And look, people are going to say there's revenge on the mind. I don't know, man. You're pretty motivated to go to play Ohio State. Yes, Texas did have their season end because of Ohio State a year ago. Right. They were driving, fumbled the ball away, and Jack Sawyer picks it up, goes the distance. But I'm going to be on Ohio State at some point here, especially if this thing trickles to pick or if I get a little bit, a sliver of plus money on Ohio State against Texas.
Yeah, I've got the same strategy. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. This doesn't count as Maction because it's up in Wisconsin. But I find myself liking Miami of Ohio here, getting 17.5. This is not your daddy's Wisconsin jumping around. They've been more vulnerable at home. They haven't been a good program. I'm not a big Fickell guy. Billy Edwards, I look, he's athletic. He could do some things, but I don't know about Billy Edwards as a 3-touchdown favorite. I like Miami of Ohio here. Do you have any thoughts on this game?
So we did see some movement back to the over here. This is a very low game, low total. I believe it's the lowest total on the board right now, sitting at 41.
Which is another reason why I like getting 18 points.
You're getting a lot of points. My worry would be this, JLC, is Miami. You know, this is a team that I covered their bowl game. They won their bowl game. They had, a former NFL QB's brother as their quarterback a year ago. It will come to me here in just a little bit. But they had a lot of pieces walk out the door. They do bring in Daquan Finn, who was a former Toledo quarterback.
Right. He was at Baylor. Yeah.
But other than that, they just don't have a ton. I'll say this about Wisconsin, and I'm staying off this game, and I do have a Wisconsin under 5.5 bet ticket because I think the schedule is absolutely a gauntlet this year. And if the Terps want to go out and beat Wisconsin, that would be very nice for that win total. My worry would be historically Chuck Martin kind of plays these buy games. It's like, I'll just take our check and get out of there.
Yeah.
Some of these games tend to be lower scoring. You look back at last year, 13-6 against Northwestern, 27-16 against Cincinnati, 28-3 against Notre Dame. Now, they did cover against Notre Dame. Granted, that number was a little bit higher.
Right.
By the way, the name I was thinking
of. Blaine Gabbert's brother.
Gabbert's brother, yes. Brett Gabbert was the guy. So I think, if anything, I would probably look like Miami team total under. Here's my concern about taking the points with Miami, JLC, is that Luke Fickell's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And he knows that their schedule is absolutely ruthless. And my curiosity would be, if they have the chance to run it up on anybody, do they do it on Thursday night? But I'll sit back. I'll cheer for your bet. I don't have any exposure on this game. But, yeah, that is that's a game that I'm very curious to see, because hopefully, for my sake, Wisconsin does not cover. And that is just a smooth sailing to under 5.5 wins on the Badgers.
We're talking to Tim Murray. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. LSU-Clemson Saturday night.
Baby.
This is a big one for Brian Kelly, who seems to get off to a slow start every year. I do prefer him when he's not happy. What are you thinking here?
Do you know the last time LSU won their season opener? 2019. Ed Orgeron was on the sidelines. Go Tigers. And that was Joe Burrow, his season, when they were maybe the greatest college football team ever assembled back in 2019. So it has, you're right, it has, they have gotten up to slow starts in this one. You know, my worry here, and I've kind of gotten to the point of the offseason, guys, where I'm like, I need these games to be played, because I'm like, I'm spinning my head in like 50 other ways. You've seen a little bit of LSU money hit the market today, as this was up at 4, still at 4 at DraftKings, down to 3.5. I really like both these quarterbacks. You know, it's funny, you talk about Texas, Ohio State guys, and you've got uncertainty at both coast quarterback positions, with Julian Saiyan, Ohio State, Arch Manning, obviously, at Texas. There's no uncertainty at the quarterback position here. You've got Nussmeier for LSU, you've got Klubnik for Clemson. Me personally, I think Klubnik's the best quarterback returning in college football this year. Number one in offensive returning production, or excuse me, number one in total production this year for Clemson. So here's the thing. I bet Clemson to win the ACC. It was the first bet I made of this offseason. They're getting probably a little bit too much love right now with like thoughts to winning the national title. That's just my opinion. I think I would be LSU plus the points or pass. Have not bet this one yet, but I think LSU maybe just a little bit, getting a little bit overlooked. They've got elite receivers. I do have questions about their offensive line, which is not good to have questions as your O-line going up against Clemson, because they got big boys. They got two projected, I think, top 15 picks on that defensive line. So, look, I hope Clemson takes care of business. Nothing makes me happier than an angry Brian Kelly. So I lean a little bit LSU, but I'm hoping Clemson takes care of business here in this one.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
So we got the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show back on Saturdays, starting 9 a.m. This time around. So looking forward to that. The VSiN College Football Betting Podcast new episode is out now. We'll have another one tomorrow. And how about this? A JLC special. I'll give it to you real quickly. At FanDuel right now, I laid 23.5 with UL Monroe versus St. Francis. Here's why. Real quickly. Here's why. St. Francis transitioning to D3. They lost their top two running backs, top two wide receivers. They lost two players to Maryland on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're returning about two starters on each side of the ball. UL Monroe is no great shakes, but I laid 23.5 at FanDuel. I think that number goes up. Let's go Warhawks tomorrow night against the Red Flash.
Thanks, buddy. We'll chat next week.
All right, boys. See ya.
Coming up next, let's get talking some AFC North football with the former Hall of Fame coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Get his thoughts on the divisions we head into the season. Bill Cowher joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.